Giovanna Simpson, who joins me now from Burdee City Council. Good morning to you, G.
Good morning, Lee. How are you this fine morning?
And we've finally reached the day where the borders open up.
They do, and I'm actually excited for Tasmania to open up. I know it's a bit scary as well, but it'd be nice to get the economy flowing back again as well.
Mm. And we'll talk about the booster shots with the COVID jabs with Catherine from Dixon's Pharmacy, who joins us after 8 o'clock this morning with another health check. Right, we've got a temporary road closure happening on Friday.
We certainly do, Lee. Now, Mount Street between Ladbroke and Catley Street will be closed from 5 to 11pm on Friday. So that's 5pm to 11pm this Friday for the Burdee Christmas Market and lighting of the tree. Now, that event does kick off at 6.30 until 10, Lee. And there will be lots of music, markets, street eats, and, of course, the lighting of the tree. I'm looking forward to hosting that event as well. But just a reminder that those roads are closed.
And the all-important forecast for Friday, fine with a top of 18 degrees. So
perfectly.
That looks pretty good, doesn't it? Burdee COVID-19 testing site has moved. Tell us a little bit more.
It certainly has. So if you're used to the old site down there on Marine Terrace, it looks a bit weird now because it's all empty. But the Burdee COVID site has now moved from its spot, as I said, near Spring Street there, to its new location, Lee, at 46 Wellington Street in South Burdee.
So what about the opening hours? Have they changed? Or?
The opening hours are from 8am till 3pm every day, and you don't need to book either, Lee, for your test. You can just turn up and get tested.
Pretty much the same.
Yeah, pretty much the same, just a new location.
And while we're on the subject, COVID-19 vaccination update for attending events at Burdee Arts and Function Centre. You've got some details.
Yeah, that's right. So at the Arts and Function Centre, we're meeting the venue criteria, Lee, where vaccinated entry applies for patrons and certain workers as well that are engaged to work at certain licensed venues where alcohol is served or offered. So any individual now entering or remaining on the premises and attending an event, because we've got a fair few events coming up, of course, you know, even from this weekend with the dance graduation, where standing and drinking is permitted unless expressly excluded under the order, you have to be fully vaccinated now, Lee, and must carry evidence of that vaccination status. So that's really important. Now, entry points for the specific events at the Arts and Function Centre where vaccination is required will have signage displayed as well, so you'll be able to see that. And, you know, the health and safety of our patrons and employees are our top priority, and any patron who is unable to meet the public health order vaccination requirements, Lee, should just refrain from attending the Arts and Function Centre just to save themselves a fine, because that's what's happening nowadays.
Yeah, a little bit of common sense required.
Yeah, that's right.
Santa Claus is out and about.
Santa Claus is definitely out and about, and I'll tell you what, the Plaza Arcade has undergone a very Christmassy transformation, Lee. You are right. It's hosting, of course, the Winter Wonderland. And it's all thanks to Debbie King from Bonita Leather and some of the wonderful sponsors that have made it all possible as well. It is gorgeous in there. And Santa and Mrs. Claus have been in the Plaza Arcade as well, Lee. And they'll be there again on the 17th, 18th and 19th this month, of course, from 11am to 1pm. So if you want to see Santa, head over to the Winter Wonderland.
Yes, I know. He's already been there. So if you've missed out, you've got more opportunities. So what are those dates again? 17, 18, 19,
yep,
December?
Yep, the 19th. Yep, from 11 to 1pm.
Right.
So Santa will be out and about in the Plaza Arcade. And good opportunity for the kids to get some photos as well, Lee.
And big kids.
And big kids, absolutely.
Come on.
I want my photo with Santa.
Now, Deb does a wonderful job in the plaza, of course, one of our good friends at Bonita Leather and Accessories. So Santa's Winter Wonderland, just getting into the Christmas spirit around the CBD area, I think it's very important. Now, another event that's coming up at the end of the year is the Burdee New Year's Eve Carnival. I've spoken about this from the Burdee Athletic Club at great lengths with Michael Rollins, and tickets are now available for it.
Yeah, looking forward to the Burdee New Year's Eve Carnival, Lee. Now, of course, it's back. The program kicks off at 11.30am and running straight through to the 9.30pm fireworks, so it's going to be lots of fun. But you can grab your tickets now, Lee, by heading to Burdee Tickets online to purchase your New Year's Eve passes. Of course, that's burdeetickets.com.au. As you said, Lee, organised by the Burdee Athletic Club, and you can contact them for more information if you need it.
Well, it was a great carnival last year. I think the weather was beautiful, nice.
It really
sunny.
Was, and I feel it's going to be really nice this year as well. So
and it's iconic
get
too.
Down.
It's 137 years old.
Yeah,
so
I mean, that's an amazing event, and it's 137 years. They're doing something right, aren't they?
Yeah, and you talk to people around the mainland areas, and they know exactly what you're talking about with New Year's Day sports and now New Year's Eve sports. So.
Yeah, that's right.
And so another great iconic event is a chance to rally the troops, grab the family together with your chair and your singing voices. Burdee Carols by Candlelight, new location this year.
New location. I'm excited for this one, Lee. It is happening this Sunday, the Carols by Candlelight. It's at the Wivenhoe Showgrounds this year. So we've had a bit of a move just to make it a bit easier for COVID safety as well. Now, pre-show entertainment, Lee, kicks off at 7 p.m. And don't forget that masks are mandatory, Lee. So that's one we can't forget this year. And you can bring your own chair as well. There's plenty of room down there at the Wivenhoe Showgrounds. And, of course, we've got the benches there as well. So for more details on the event, though, just head to the Bernie Carols by Candlelight Facebook page and all the dates are on there, Lee.
Sure is. And there'll be coffee vans there and also food vans. Great entertainment from locals who will be doing all these Christmas carols on the night too. And Ed Dawes, Wayne and Sherry Rand, Jaden Richardson and Ainsley Kinch, Carolyn Smith and co. Encore will be a part of it. Charlotte Loring, Del Polden. Oh, look, there's heaps. And as I
there's
said, the
so
Facebook
many,
page
yeah.
has all the details. Now, we must also mention that pre-carols entertainment will kick off from 7, main event at 8:15. And due to COVID, this is the reason why it's moved from Burnie Park to the Wivenhoe Recreation Ground for this year. So, and the weather's looking pretty good too. Top of around 18 degrees on Sunday. Nice fine one. So the weather gods are on the side.
Absolutely, Lee. It's going to be a fantastic day. And I want to do a big shout out to Chris Swain, who I share an office with. But Chris is also going to be singing there at the carols, and he does an amazing job and helps organise, you know, a lot of these people and a lot of these things. So big shout out to Swainy for that. And, you know, get along, grab a chair. Even if you had never been before, it's definitely worth going to. It's a great family event. Just, you know, head along. It's going to be a great evening.